Any special term for a white person who always just sort of, well.
That's white trash is the main term in the, in this part of the world.
How about a person from, oh, someplace distant from civilization who doesn't know much about civilized ways?
Be uncivilized, I suppose. I don't know that there's any.
The term hillbilly be used here, or
well,
something like that?
Yes, they used the hillbilly quite a bit here, but that is more ignorant than uncivilized, I guess.
Uh-huh.
See, I tell you, those hillbillies know their law better than a lot of people who are educated. They kind of take a pride in
uh-huh.
learning what the law can do to them and can't do.
Mm-hmm. And getting
and
just as close as they can.
Yeah, you know, staying outside the.
Mm-hmm. Well, what? Who delivers your mail?
Okay.
Guy, huh?
Yeah.
And if you were, oh, say, putting a light bulb in and you were up on a ladder and you just about, well, you started to lose your balance and then caught yourself, and the guy said, what happened? What would you say?
I was down on balance. I'm sad or I'm balanced.
And what did you?
I don't know that we had any.
Mm-hmm.
Or almost foul.
Mm-hmm. And if you were in the back part of the house and somebody knocked on the door and you couldn't go there immediately, what would you tell them?
But wait a minute, I'll be there in a minute.
Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to know the distance from here to Stillwater, what would you ask me?
How far is it Stillwater?
And if we were going someplace together and I started on ahead and you didn't want me to, what would you say to me?
Oh, wait a minute. You heard it.
And if you were just doing something and you wanted to call my attention to what you were doing, what would you say?
Look here.
And parts of the body, this would be my.
Part?
This would be my. Which one?
Right here.
Mm-hmm. And if I hadn't shaved this morning, you'd say I was growing a.
Bristle. Beard.
Uh huh. This is my.
Mouth.
This is a.
Tooth.
And all of these are
teeth.
And they fit into my this ridge here.
Gums.
On my
you
hand.
Like what that was.
Have you ever heard that called gooms?
No.
I guess that's too far north for this area. This part of my hand is my
palm.
These would be
this.
And in my wrist here, so that it bends, there's a
joint.
This is my
chest.
These are my
shoulders.
And from back here, up through here, that would be
my.
If a man can lift 200 pounds, you say he's
strong man.
This means he has a great deal of
muscle.
Or
strength.
Uh-huh. If someone laughs, takes a joke well, you say he's what?
Jolly.
Mm-hmm. And he has a good sense of
humor.
And if someone never spends a nickel, you say he's
tight what?
Uh-huh. And a person who is, say, 90 and goes to church Sundays and takes part in social activities, you say he's
well, a very active old person, but I don't know if there's any.
Is the term spry ever used?
Spry. Mm-hmm.
Or peert?
Peert.
Or pert? Or
some people say pert and some peert.
Is that common around here?
Yes, it is.
Now,
but the word puny is the word that upsets me if you're not feeling well.
Huh.
So many of the people around here are quite puny.
That means they're not.